mornings look like as a 25-year-old stay-at-home girlfriend. I fill up
as she should. I don't know why you guys are so fucking mad with this video. You know what comment really did it for me? There were so many people clowning her in her video, being like, what the fuck does she have to journal about? Like, oh, what? She has to journal in her second smoothie? What is your guys' obsession with being overworked? I need you guys to understand you're projecting. If you look at another person who's not working and go, what? What do you have to do, huh? You just sit around and eat food and enjoy nature and read and work out. That's all you do? That sounds divine. You're fucking projecting. And, like, the fact that you guys think that people don't have thoughts outside of labor, like, oh, what could she possibly be spending her day doing? I don't know. Any of the thousands of interests that you don't even know you yourself have because you don't have the time to develop them because you're working?
Look, I'm glad. One less dingbat on the streets, wreaking havoc on the world with they 304 activities. If that guy got the money to keep her in the house and away from people like me who just want my peace of mind, God bless him. So the world don't got to deal with your attitude at some pointless 9-to-5. When people say you can't have friends of the opposite gender when you're in a relationship, oh, never, never allow that, fellas.
So I'm at the gas station and this dude had walked up to me and was like, look, I don't want your phone number, I don't want to bother you, blah, blah, blah. I just want to pump your gas. You should not be pumping your own gas. But, so I left up my gas, but now I'm just like, he walked off. He really just walked off. Have a good day. Bye. Walked off. Some Southern hospitality shit and like.
Sucker. He was really hoping that she would be like, oh, that's so nice. You know, can I get your number? We should hang out sometime. He thought that was going to be his foot in the door. Don't let the whole he walked off confuse you. Or who knows, maybe she ain't even telling the whole story. She just want TikTok to believe he pumped her gas and he asked for the number. I believe he asked for the number. And if he didn't, he was hoping she would just be like, oh, are you single? But even if he was doing it out of the kindness of his heart, fellas, don't do this. You walking up to some lady, you don't know this lady. She's like, oh my goodness, some guy walked in, you might get maced. Or she might be, oh my goodness, this guy's trying to take my car or yada, yada, yada. It's not worth it. Worry about yourself. Or who knows? Maybe her man was in the car with the seat let back and you ain't see it. Now you got smoked trying to be a nice guy. Dude, just mind your own business.
Yo, if every man don't treat me like this, like, I just don't know. I don't think I just don't know.
Things dads do differently for their sons and daughters.
You open it. Wipe your hands off. Wipe your hands off. Use your shirt. Get a better grip. Twist it. Twist it. There it is. You got it. See?
Yeah, because nobody's going to do anything for a man in life. And everybody's going to do something for a woman. So that explains it. And actually teaching her how to do everything for herself is actually going to hinder her in the dating market. So it makes total sense that he's doing it like this. Nobody going to give a dang about that young man in life at all. People will let him down the side of the road. So all that coming to ask people for stuff, that's not going to serve him well. So this method make perfect sense. Please let me know what you think about this below.
Check. All right. So my name is Tanu, and my question in and around goes for attraction. I do get asked for dates, but I'm never interested in those dates. And the guys whom I'm interested in, they are never interested in me.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same problem that most modern women have. But the difference between men who struggle in dating and women who struggle in dating, the women can still get the guy who isn't interested in them to plow them. And that confuses them even more. The guy who can't get the girls that he like to like him, he can't get nothing from her. A lot of them won't even let him do a favor for her. That's the difference. But look, by the time women have to go to some mass meeting to find a man, they done. Just don't deal with them at all. Oh yeah, I went to this seminar one time to find her. Just hang up and don't ever call her back. Like my guy Austria D always say on YouTube, check him out, he my favorite red pill YouTuber. He says the easiest thing to sell on earth is pee. And it just sell by them standing there and not being overweight. Honestly, even if they overweight. So as a woman, you pretty much can't lose as far as getting a man. So if you got to go to a seminar to find one, something is severely wrong. All these women sitting here, their standards are too high. All these women sitting in this seminar could find a man. But they're coming to the seminar to find a top 10 percenter. If you could get a top 10 percenter, you would have got one before y'all was in y'all mid-30s at some dating seminar. That's the sad part about it all. And they just still don't get it, sitting there delusional and lost, looking for answers when it was in front of them, the whole time.
If you were to have a guess at it, you seem very intelligent. So if you were to have a guess at it, why do you think that they don't see you as the sexual partner? Instead, they see you as the friend. If you were to guess.
Okay, this is my guess. I don't have a very friendly face.
Have another guess. Because if you didn't have a friendly face, no one would want to be your bro.
Exactly. I'm their bro-friend, but I'm not their girlfriend.
But why do you think that is? It's not because you don't have a friendly face.
I really don't know, Matthew. I'm not sure.
It was sort of sexy when you said Matthew. I wish you'd do that more often. I wonder, I'm sorry, did you tell me your name?
Yeah.
What was your name?
You forgot?
Right there. That's why she's single. She didn't have any playful banter. She didn't have a feminine response. She cocked her head like, you forgot? Like she about to swing on him if he forgot. That's why a lot of women are single. It's not feminine at all.
And you said I was special, but you gave me the mic.
See, why would anybody want to make that their girlfriend? You already nagging me. We just having playful banter and you already giving me crap. Can you imagine 10 years in after we done got comfortable?
Maybe we should go for a beer and talk about it.
Don't you dare call me bro. I break your head, I promise.
Now she talking about breaking this man's head. There's nothing more masculine than a woman threatening violence against a man, even if playing. There's nothing more masculine than that. She completely exposed while she's still single and nobody see her in a romantic way. They don't even realize, like she don't even get it. That's the pure comedy gold of it all.
Well, have you finished berating me in public?
No, I mean, like, I'm really here for the question of attraction because...
She don't get it.
It never lasts. That's my question. It never lasts.
Well, I was just flirting with you and you shouted at me.
You forgot my name. I'm not interested suddenly.
But why did you use that opportunity to get angry with me?
I'm not angry with you. I'm letting you know.
We could have had such a little fun flirt right now.